Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Chuba, chuba, my baby. Chuba, chuba.
Hello, stranger.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. And I hope you check out my website when you get a chance, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. We got something you can read, you can listen, you can ask questions. You got 5 seconds, you got 15 minutes, anywhere in between on any topic under the small business sun. We've talked about it or written about it or something is there, a question and an answer that will help you. My blog is there. You can find out more about how to follow us on Facebook and on Twitter. All that's there. The newsletter, hope you'll subscribe to that. The poll question, you know, the thing that I report on every week on the show, we take the poll. We poll our audience on the newsletter and the website about you know, the question of the week. We want to know what you think. And then when you give us your answer, we aggregate all that stuff and come up with some information on it and report it back to you. So check it out. You're an important part of what we do here, and we want to know what you think. You know, folks, in the previous segment, I was talking about the economy. There's a lot of things in our way right now, and I hate to say it, but it's the truth. Denial is not good, folks. It's unless you're talking about the river in Egypt, denial is not a good thing, especially in small business. We've got to face up to what's going on out there, and you know, Washington can't get its act together. It seems like Wall Street's against us. The real estate industry is really taking it on the chin and not getting any better these days, it seems like, in a lot of places. But the economy, as I said earlier, was downgraded in no way in the first quarter of 2011. But you know what, folks? All those things are just challenges. And you and I will never not have challenges. Regardless of what happens, you know, the only difference between how things are going now and how things were, say, 4 or 5 years ago is the difference in the relationship between challenges and opportunities. We got a few more challenges, maybe not quite so many opportunities today. In a year or two, we'll have more opportunities and fewer challenges, but we'll still have both of those things. And so one of the things I like to remind small business owners about is that your job as an executive, as the CEO of your small business, your job is to take your company from where it is to where it needs to go, and to deal with all of the challenges and maximize all the opportunities along the way. And that means you've got to manage the relationship between the challenges and the opportunities. Because here's one thing we know about both of those two things. Opportunities can turn into challenges, and challenges can turn into opportunities. Right? That's the way it works, right? You have a great opportunity. Wow, this customer, I'm so excited. I've got a new customer. What a great opportunity for us. 6 months later, that new customer, you know, that Dr. Jekyll customer turns into Mr. Hyde, right? And now this customer that you were so excited about, it's become a problem for you. It could be a thousand things that I could give you a list on why a customer could turn bad on you. So and then there could be a customer that you thought you were going to lose. You're in danger of losing this customer because things weren't going well and you got involved. And here you wake up, you can't sleep at night because what am I going to do without this customer? And you focus on it enough and so well that you actually not only save the customer, but you turn it into a better customer than they ever were. And that's turning a challenge into an opportunity. So your job as a small business owner, as the CEO, as the executive, the top executive in your company, your primary job, the one thing that nobody else can be hired to do, you can hire all the other tasks in your business, the things that you did, everything. You know, when you started your business, you did everything, right? You were the janitor, the accountant, the receptionist, the whole thing, right? The sales manager, the salesperson, the financial expert, whatever. You did all those things, right? Well, as you grow your business, you hire people to do a lot of those tasks. But there's one thing that you cannot delegate, and that is this executive thing, taking the company from where it is to where it needs to be. The idea of the task of managing, the discipline, the skill of managing the relationship between challenges and opportunities. And that's the thing that if I could get you to spend more time on, then your business would be a lot better off. Your business would be a lot more successful. If you would find a way to quit, to just take a little time out of every day, maybe at least every week, and think about, you know, get out of the trenches and get your head out of the foxhole. And think about, okay, what are the challenges in front of us? Where are the opportunities in front of us? How do they relate to each other? How can one turn into the other? And how do I either prevent that from happening or help it happen? How do I help a challenge turn into an opportunity? How do I prevent an opportunity from turning into a challenge? That managing that relationship, folks, is the key to success for you and your small business. And it's the only thing you can't delegate. It is the only thing that even after you've grown. In fact, if you think about it, if you think about what big business CEOs do, that's one of the main things that they do. And that's what I want you to think about as you move forward in your small business. I'm going to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. Come back. We're going to talk about some other important things right after these messages. Don't go away. Yeah, we dance, dance, dance. Stop with my bebop, baby.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.